There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Jury decides punishment for the guy that's accused of killing one of Sarah Ferguson's former workers. LP Phillips has that story, LP.
And down in Dallas County District Court, James Patrick has been sentenced to 72 years in prison for the murder in September of 2023 of Janine Chapman. That was his wife. She was found dead in their downtown Dallas apartment just days after telling her employer she needed a day off because of a domestic issue. Patrick and Chapman had only been married a couple months when it happened. Patrick testified in his own defense on the witness stand more than 9 hours over 2 days. Jury found him guilty earlier today, sentence announced a few minutes ago. Years ago, Chapman had worked as a personal assistant for the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, who actually made mention of the death when it happened. Reporting live from the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you so much. Texas students could get $10,000 in taxpayer money to attend private schools if the latest school choice voucher bill filed in the state Senate becomes law. State Senator Brendan Creighton authored Senate Bill 2, similar to the bill he filed last session.
This is a savings account that, once approved, would be able to, monies within it would be able to transfer to an approved provider.
Democrats have fought voucher legislation, arguing it would take money away from already financially strapped public schools.
I'm Austin York. Once again, the school choice bill known as SB2 has been introduced in the state legislature, and once again, Texas Democrats stand ready to oppose it. State Representative Mahela Plisa, a Democrat from Collin County, says the problem with the idea is giving money to schools that don't meet basic requirements.
These are schools with no oversight. They don't have to take the STAR test, for instance. And so we're going to be making sure that anything that does pass the legislature, and I'm not saying it will, because Democrats are going to do the best they can to stop it, but that there are accountability channels to Texas taxpayer money.
She says just like last session, rural Republican lawmakers are also against the idea because their districts don't have a lot of private schools. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
CBS News Brief. President Trump visited Hurricane Helene victims in North Carolina, criticizing FEMA's response and saying he may get rid of the agency. These storm victims were happy to hear it.
We really believe he's going to help here.
He's going to help everything.
Here.
He's going to make changes, good changes.
Later today, Trump will tour the wildfire damage.
We are now in
California.
Day 6 of this ceasefire. It is fragile, but it is holding. And that is despite Israeli tank shelling that killed 2 Palestinians this week.
CBS's Remy Innocencio in Tel Aviv, where they are learning that Hamas is going to release 4 more hostages tomorrow, all 4 young female Israeli soldiers. The Senate votes tonight on the nomination of Pete Hegseth for defense secretary. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging senators to vote no.
Is this man, with a mile-long list of allegations of abusing, degrading, and harassing women, the one we want leading our men and women into battle?
2 Republican senators have said they will not confirm Hegseth. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
They are up and running in Austin, the Texas legislature, beginning its 89th session a couple of weeks ago, and there was some drama right from the start. You remember Lubbock Republican Dustin Burroughs was a little bit of a surprise, selected Speaker of the House over the preferred candidate of GOP leaders further to the right, and that was the former mayor of Mansfield, David Cook. Burroughs gets the job. This week, the House and the Senate each released their proposed budgets. There's a lot going on. We are joined right now by State Representative Mihaela Plisa, a Democrat from Collin County, Vice Chair of the House Democratic Caucus. With us right now, Representative, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Glad you could take a couple of minutes with us. I know you were one of the 49 Democrats who voted for Dustin Burroughs in the race for Speaker, one of the reasons being that he might possibly allow Democrats to run some House committees. But yesterday, the Republicans voted to not let that happen, banning Democrats from leading any committees. I'm curious as to your reaction to that. Did it come as a surprise? And how might it impact the direction of this session?
Well, you know, the Texas House of Representatives is going to look a little bit different in the 89th legislative session, but the work is still going to be the same. It's just as important. And both Republicans and Democrats, we're ready to get to work, and we're ready to put all this stuff behind us. As far as Democratic chairs is concerned, we knew that going into these negotiations that this had been an issue that a very small population of Republican primary voters has been basically crying about for over a year. And just because Democrats will not hold chair positions in standing committees, there is now some opportunity for Democrats to have more say in committees because of the new roles of the vice chairs. And we know that only Democrats are going to carry those positions as vice chairs. There's also a couple of new standing subcommittees that have been created, and Democrats will be able to chair those standing subcommittees. The powers of those chairs and vice chairs have been changed in this rule package. And actually, the vice chairs now are going to be getting a little bit more added to their budget when it comes to hiring staff, which is always a plus for Democrats who always have such a hard time fundraising during that campaign season. So I know that it looks a little bit different, but, you know, House leadership on the Democratic side and the Republican side have been working to negotiate this rule package, and I think that it's going to be a win-win for both sides.
All right, we know the priorities of the Republicans. They've set that out. What are the priorities of the Democrats? What do you think that you guys can get accomplished?
Well, just like last session when we built a bipartisan coalition to kill Greg Abbott's voucher scam that he was proposing, to come together to make sure that our retired teachers had the first cost of living adjustment that they had seen in over 20 years. That's what Texas Democrats are ready to do. We're ready to get back to work and invest this almost $30 billion surplus back into Texas and Texas taxpayers. We're talking about water infrastructure. We're talking about cybersecurity protections investments. Definitely talking about funding of our public schools, giving our teachers a much needed pay raise, specifically our rural teachers. And so,
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Just a few things that Texas Democrats are working on. We filed over 2,000 pieces of legislation already this session, and that stems everything from child care to health care. And so those are the things that we are focused on. We know that together we make Texas a better place, and so we're ready to build those alliances.
I'm glad you mentioned the vouchers. Now, that did not pass 2 years ago, and one of the reasons was that some Republicans from rural parts of Texas didn't like it because they don't have private schools in their districts. Are they still firm against it, or has the governor been twisting some arms?
Well, you know, I think he's been trying to twist arms, legs, ears, whatever he can possibly twist to pay off this $10 billion bribe that he took from Jeffrey Yass, a TikTok billionaire and a voucher scammer pusher. And the thing is, you know, it's easy to say something on a campaign trail or make a promise to a large donor. It's a lot harder when you come down to the legislature and you've got to actually govern. And what we're seeing is that a lot of these rural Republicans are now asking some very important questions pertaining to their districts. And so I don't know what the proposal is going to end up looking like. I've been looking through the budget and do see that we have about $1 billion set aside for ESAs or these voucher scams. And that's Texas taxpayer money going to homeschools or unaccountable private schools. These are schools with no oversight. They don't have to take the STAR test, for instance. And so we're going to be making sure that anything that does pass the legislature, and I'm not saying it will, because Democrats are going to do the best they can to stop it, but that there are accountability channels to Texas taxpayer money.
So to sum up, Democrats in the House this year in the legislature, outnumbered but not throwing in the towel.
Oh, absolutely. We can never give up the fight. You know, vouchers are very unpopular. We have seen that they have failed since 1954 when they were first introduced into our state. And I just want to remind all your listeners that vouchers was introduced to continue segregating our schools. And so we need to remind ourselves what these vouchers or these coupons actually do, what their intent is. And we've seen other states, our neighbors, Arizona specifically, what it's done to their budget. It was supposed to be a $30 million deal. It has spiked over 300% in 2 years. So, I mean, this is something that we need to learn from our neighbors. We know that the majority of people that tap into these vouchers tend to be wealthier people who are already sending their kids to private schools. And look, I don't have anything against private schools, but I just don't think Texas taxpayers should be paying for them.
All right. Mihaela, thank you so much. We really appreciate the time and look forward to speaking with you again. That is Mihaela Plesa, Democratic State Representative from Collin County. And we're also want to let you know we're working to schedule an interview with House Speaker Dustin Burrows, and that we're going to work to get all sorts of North Texas state representatives on the show throughout this legislative session. Today, even though the president has ordered the files pertaining to the Kennedy assassination to be opened up to the public, the question is, will it actually happen? And even if it does, will there be anything earth-shaking in there?
Yeah, Phyllis Sheenan, he's the author of a book called A Cruel and Shocking Act. It's the secret history of the Kennedy assassination. And he says he's skeptical that these files are ever actually going to come out. He says the Pentagon, the CIA, they pressured Trump to not release them back in 2017, and he didn't. So I spoke with Sheenan about the possible release of these documents.
What do you think these documents will show if they are indeed released in full, as the president says he intends to do? Do you think we'll get a smoking gun of some type?
I don't think so. You know, over the years, a lot of government bureaucrats have gone over these documents, and I think there was truly a smoking gun, something that really changed the narrative here. That information, somebody would have leaked that information, somebody would have talked about it that information over the years, and that just hasn't happened. I do think, though, that the release of all these millions of pages of documents over the years did change the history of the Kennedy assassination in many ways. We've learned much more about how Lee Harvey Oswald, who I think certainly was the lone gunman in Dealey Plaza, that he was under surveillance for months, if not years, before the assassination by the government, by the CIA and the FBI in particular. And the CIA and the FBI were determined to hide that information because they were embarrassed that their incompetence in tracking Oswald allowed the president to be killed. And we've also learned much more about a mysterious visit that Oswald paid to Mexico City just several weeks before the assassination, in which he seems to have been in contact with Cuban spies and Russian spies and other people who, at the height of the Cold War, may have had good reason, or at least may have argued that Kennedy should be killed. And again, that's all the information that was denied to the Warren Commission and was denied to the public for decades after the president's death.
Is there something that you are looking for in these documents, if they are released again, that you're really specifically interested in knowing or uncovering?
I'm fascinated by this whole question about what happened in Mexico City. I don't think before I got into the weeds of the research on this book that I understood that Lee Harvey Oswald went to Mexico City just a few weeks before the assassination, and went into the Cuban embassy and the Soviet embassy in Mexico and apparently talked openly about his intention to kill the president. And I'd like to know why that information was not quickly passed on to Washington, to Langley, the CIA headquarters in Langley, so that the government might have stopped Oswald before he had a chance to kill the president. And I think all roads, to my mind, all roads in the mysteries of the Kennedy assassination lead to Mexico City. And it's interesting to note that a lot of these documents apparently somehow involve that Mexico City trip.
Why is it important for these documents to be released? I know that this is American history, and so probably because they've been held, there's so many conspiracy theories that have spawned because of their withholding. Is that the most important thing, to get that the transparency of it all here?
Yeah, because the lack of transparency over all these years has given birth to these crazy conspiracy theories. You know, the American people have a right to know why their president was killed, who killed him, and whether other people might have been involved. And we now know that for many decades, the American public was denied all that information. And, you know, it really gave birth to the whole era of cynicism and conspiracy theories that we now live in. You know, the conspiracy theories about the Kennedy assassination led to wild conspiracy theories about every other turning point in modern American history.
And that was Philip Sheehan. He's the author of A Cruel and Shocking Act, The Secret History of the Kennedy Assassination. And he brings up a good point. Did the CIA and the FBI know about Oswald? Did they drop the ball? And I think that's what we might find out if these things are indeed released.
I don't need to see the report. You know they knew about him. If you went and traveled to and lived in Russia during the Cold War,
you were on the list.
You were on the radar.
And then you go to Mexico City a couple of weeks before the assassination, right. What happened there. I think that's honestly why these documents were held back for so many years. It's not to do with any secrets. It's the fact that these guys were embarrassed because they really missed an opportunity to arrest this guy before, or at least keep him from the area of the president. And unfortunately, tragedy struck.
I think I've just come to the conclusion that Oswald, you know, in spite of the grassy knoll and the fence and all that, Oswald fired those shots. The question is, did someone put him up to it? What was the motive?
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.